The 11th of May 2012. 2100. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Night shift. Lee remains nursed on one-to-one eyesight observation. At the start of TE shift he was on the phone to the foster mum. Mum asked to speak to a member of staff, which was done. She wanted to know what the procedure for coming to visit the ward, she was told and also told her because he is on Sec 2 of MHA and doesn't have Sec 17 leave he would not be allowed out this weekend to sit with them in the reception but rather they would have to come into the ward and also they would not be able to bring younger sibling with them as they would also not be allowed onto the unit. Lee spent some time on the Xbox and later joined peers in the lounge to watch TV. He retires to bed at 2230 and was restless for a while before finally settled down to sleep at 0030 AM and slept through the night. Confirmed by Uganode at the 12th of May 2012. The 11th of May 2012. 1923. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Late shift. Lee appeared to euthymic in mood. He was observed mainly only to be interacting with staff. He interacted minimally with his peers, but he has been around his peers. He ate adequately, and attended groups. He reported to be feeling okay. He also reported feeling less anxious than he used to be, as he has become more familiar with this place. He also attributed that he was trying to see the positive side of things, which is helping with him settling in. He was praised for utilizing this strategy. 1-to-1, staff did therapeutic assessment. Lee identified reciprocal roles of being criticized and rejected, and core pain of feeling attacked. Details of the diagram is in the care plan folder. Lee also filled in a hope box, which contains things he enjoyed in the past, in the present and would like to enjoy in the future. In addition, it contains things that he has achieved and would like to achieve. Lee was open throughout this one-to-one. Confirmed by Lee One at the 11th of May 2012. The 11th of May 2012. 1351. Inpatient. Nursing. Title. Early shift. Lee was asleep at the beginning of the shift. He complied with his medication and good dietary intake observed. He continues to be nursed on a one-to-one eyesight observation and remains on Sec 2. Lee attended and participated in ward activity and groups. No management issue during this shift. Confirmed by, email protected, the 11th of May 2012. The 11th of May 2012. 12 o'clock. Other title. Call from Lee's social worker. She is not able to attend Lee's CPA on the 21st of May. Asked if the meeting can be moved to a few weeks later as she is very busy at the moment. Agreed that we will talk with the social worker prior to the CPA and during if need be, as she was unable to commit to joining us by phone for the whole meeting and I did not want to delay his CPA by 2 or more weeks. The 15th of May 2012 1653, Helen Wild. Event by Helen Wild the 11th of May 2012. 10 o'clock, psychological, therapy, title, managing relationships group attended by Lee today. Themes included writing a job description for a parent of a teenager, what would you do, if you were a parent, and, how to give a difficult message, to a parent. Lee contributed well and took part in activities. During the activity that considered ways of giving difficult messages to parents he mentioned that he would not tell his father something as he was likely to kick off. Lee appeared to enjoy the group and encouraged others to take part. The 11th of May 2012 1337, Helen Wild. Event by Helen Wild. Subscribe to our newsletter. Join our mailing list to receive the latest news and updates from our team. Subscribe. You have successfully subscribed.